Mornings. You know, the kind when a big steel ball comes crashing through your apartment.
You mean a wrecking ball?
Yeah, I'll say it demolished the place.
They tore down your building without even warning you?
Well, you put up with a few inconveniences when you live in a condemned building.
Hey, Jim, you look exhausted. Why don't you go someplace and get some sleep?
Good idea, Alex. Good night, Alex.
Forget it, Iggy. Can't stay here.
Well, what kind of a guy
no
are
way,
you?
I no want way, some rest. No way.
Come on, boss. Help me out.
He can't sleep in the garage.
Oh, great, great. Boy, you want it from him, huh? He's the last person in the world that'll help you out.
I don't want him staying here. Let him stay in your apartment, Riga. Yeah. Well, what are friends for? Yeah. Why not let him stay with you? Or you? Or you? Or you? Well, you're a great bunch of pals.
One of us would love to have her.
Yeah.
Oh. Wouldn't one of us?
Yeah, sure, one of us would.
Go? Yeah. So, who's it gonna be? Hey, Iggy, you'd be a good guest, wouldn't you?
Sometimes I leave the cap off the toothpaste. I don't wipe my feet, and I usually scream for several hours in my sleep.
I don't mind a little screaming in the middle of the night, do you? What else are friends for? So, who's taking Iggy home?
Do you want to draw lots?
No, that's not the problem. That's not the problem, Jim. The problem is, we'd all love to have you.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, look, let me make it easy for you. Iggy, if you had your choice of all your friends, which one would you like to stay with?
Promise there won't be any hurt feelings if I pick my best buddy.
Oh, that sounds fair.
That couldn't be fair.
Yeah. Then it's settled. I'll be the perfect guest. It's you, boss.
Well, that sounds like a good choice.
See you, guys. Thanks for bailing me out, boss.
Hey, Dirtface, I'm not your best friend.
Oh, yes, you are. Look who just came through for me. If we didn't live in a society that got hung up on the fear of members of the same sex sharing mutual affection for each other, I'd kiss you full on the mouth.
Yeah.
Apparently, the thought makes you uncomfortable. Hello. Get it and go home.
How's married life, Lutka?
Oh, it's fine. I like it very much. I like the frequent sex. See, Simka is a very good cook. She wants me to ask you, or you can come to dinner on June 15th.
Why June 15th?
Okay, well, how about tonight?
Yeah. It wasn't so bad. We played pool. We went to sleep. He screamed. We went back to sleep. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Locke invited everybody to his house for dinner tonight with him and his wife.
Oh, boy. Locke is in really good spirits lately, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure looks happy.
I don't feel out of line saying this, Jeff, because, we work side by side, you know, for a long time. We've become pretty close, pals. You ought to think about getting married and settling down.
I am married, Louie.
Well, hey, congratulations. When did this happen?
About 11 years ago.
Congratulations again. And pass that along to Mrs.
Bennett. My last name is Bennett.
I knew that. Ooh.
Hey, Alex, it's for you.
Who is it?
I don't know. The guy's screaming and sobbing so loud, I can't tell.
Hello. No. Come on, Jim. Nothing could be that bad. What is it? No, just tell me what happened. Jim, you're at Louie's, right? All right, I'll be right there. It's me, Alex.
Oh. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jim. Oh, my God.
Then it's noticeable.
Jim. What the hell happened here?
Oh, it's the old story. I was smoking in bed.
And you fell asleep?
No. I didn't notice the flames consuming the apartment.
Jim.
I left something burning on the stove.
Oh, my God. God in heaven, look at this place.
I don't... What do you think is going to happen, Alex? Do you think Louie's going to be upset?
The question is whether he'll kill you or not. Oh. Holy mackerel. Everything Louie owns has been destroyed.
No. That's not true. I'll fix it up. I'll work hard. You'll help me.
Huh?
There's a lot we can do in a few hours. Some paint, some wallpaper, a few flowers discreetly placed about. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah, all right.
Right, Alex? Isn't it gonna be okay?
Yeah, okay.
Right, Alex, tell me it's gonna be fine. Isn't it gonna be okay, Alex? Alex, please. Is it gonna be okay?
Calm. Now, don't panic. You hear me? Don't panic.
You're right, Alex. The thing to do is to calm down and rationally assess the situation. Everything's gonna be okay. I think I hear him coming.
Oh, Iggy, I'm home. What are you cooking?
Boss, I owe you an apology. Just keep in mind that material possessions are simply excess baggage on the journey of life.
Everything I own is destroyed.
Jim had a horrible accident. I mean, I know it's a terrible loss for you, but thank God nobody was hurt.
What? Thank God nobody was hurt? Thank God that this man who just destroyed everything I ever owned and mine was not killed.
Not everything was destroyed, boss. Not everything. I saved your most prized possession. See, boss? Your beloved violin. The only irreplaceable thing in your life. I risked my life to see that it wasn't hurt.
My violin.
He treasures that more than anything in the world. Good thing I didn't save the piano.
Look what you've done. My apartment. My life, everything's gone. My bumper pool table. My TV. My Time Life books on the great lizards. Ma's needlepoint pillow. My photographs. My piano, my photographs, my TV, my books. My bumper pool set is destroyed.
Not all of it, boss.
These two pool balls are okay.
Don't cry, boss. Please, don't cry.
Out! Get out! Out! Get out! I never want to see your face again. You're fired! You're fired!
Hey, Lou. I mean, Lord knows this was a terrible...
You get out, too!
Hey, Louie, if I could...
I can't believe this happened.
Louie.
Leave me alone.
Thank you.
floss. I feel terrible about what happened. I came here to give you this.
Nothing is gonna change my mind. Nothing, you understand? Now get out of here.
Guess I'll go and get my things. I'm really gonna miss this place. It was wonderful working with you guys.
Hey, Jim. Huh? We'll try to find something for you, you know, like another job.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's back in the streets for me. Don't you see? I was a success here, not because of the job, but because of that man over there. He yelled at me. He abused me. But he made me work. Where else am I going to find a guy like Louis?
Try Amityville.
Louis, aren't you even going to look at this?
No.
If you won't read it, at least let Alex read it to you. If it touches you, good. If it doesn't, not another word. I'll just disappear.
Dear boss. Dear boss, I always swore I'd never ask my father for money, even though he has a lot. But I hoped in some way money might make up for your loss. So even if you never forgive me, I hope you'll accept the enclosed check. With all best wishes for you, dictated but not read, James Ignatowski. Hey, look, this is a check.
Hey, Jim, I don't want to criticize your old man, but what good is this check? I mean, he signed it, but he forgot to fill in the amount.
A blank check?
Let me see that.
You can't give a blank check to me, Louis.
That's okay, Elaine. Dad said Louis could make it out for whatever amount he thought was fair. I told Dad he could trust your sense of honor.
That he can. Would you believe it? I'm salivating. I'm actually salivating.
Boss?
Yeah?
Does that mean you forgive me?
I forgive you, Iggy.
Can I have my job back?
You can have your job back.
Does it mean you love me again?
I didn't love you before.
It's like old times. Boss, you just make out that check for whatever amount you want. Except.
Except? What except? How come except?
Except that I have to call my dad and tell him the amount so he can cover it.
All right. Now I want complete silence while I figure out the amount. Jim, are you crazy? He's gonna fill that out for $1 million. That's why you're a cab driver, Riga. If I fill this check out for $1 million, his dad would never cover it. But there is a figure, an exact figure. One that's big enough so that he'll go, ugh. But not so big that he won't say,
well. Why don't you try the real figure, $8,000 or $9,000?
Even Jim, why are you laughing?
Because the boss is so happy.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here, Iggy. All right.
All right, now, $50,000. No, 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 that's too high. That's too high. He'll never go for that, never. 40, 48, if I say 48, he'll think 50, and he won't go for it. If I say 47, he'll think 48, he'll think 50, he won't go for it. If I say 46, he'll think 47, he'll think 48, he'll think 50, he won't go for it. If I say 45, he'll say 46.
Louis!
We rule out the 40s. $39,999. No. It's no good. It's too high. He'll go nuts. He won't pay. All right. Now, let's see. $24,000. $8,000. In there. Somewhere in there. 24, 8.
You know, in its own way, this is kind of spellbinding.
All right. $20,000. $26,000. Oh, wait a minute. $14,000. In here. Well, 24. Wait, $27,000. $27,000, that's it. Call your father. $27,000. That's it.
Are you sure, Louis?
I gotta see it on paper. $27,000. What's that look like to you, Ben?
I've never seen that much money in one place before.
It's too much. He'll never pay that. Wait. $24,000, $23,000, $22,000, $27,000. It's what I said the first time. It's 27. Tell him 27. $27,000.
$29,000.
$540.
That's right. $29,542. $29,542. Okay, Doc. Well, Dad, I love you. Hello? Hello?
Did he okay it?
He sure did.
He okayed it.
Congratulations.
He okayed it. Let's have three cheers for the human torch.
Boy, Dad was relieved. He said he was afraid it was going to be something like $200,000. Look at him. He's overcome with emotion, just like I am. Damn it, that kiss has got to happen sometimes, and you know it. Get over here. Come on. Let the world talk.
Come on, don't give that one away from me.